Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin daf Gimel. Begin 5 lines down at the top of the Yomit. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is Rebbe Voe had explained the opening lines of our Mishnah, which opened up this Masechta, that said, Dini Mominus Beshleisha, monetary law is with 3 judges, and Gezilz Vechavolus Beshleisha, the laws of robbery and of causing damages are also with 3, which the opening question of the Gemara was, well, aren't the cases of robbery and inflicting bodily damage considered cases of monetary law? So that Rebbe Voe explained that, yeah, Mahen Ketan, it's coming to qualify. And that is, what are the cases of Dinim Mamnes that we're saying is with 3? It's specifically case like Gezeilus V'Chavolos. What is that excluding? Haidos V'Alvois, laws relating to loans, there, although as the Gemara illustrated, will also pertain to 3 judges. However, it's not the same as Gezeilus V'Chavolos in the sense it does not require smuchen, people that are mumchen, that are professionals in law, that's not required by Hadas Valvois. Now, another Gemara continues and asks, well, Ihachi, if that's the case, the way Rebbe Voe explained it, that Hadas Valvois do require 3 judges, so then why did Rebbe Voe have to explain the halacha of our Mishnah in what he called Mahein Ketani, which is that it's not 2 separate things, is that it was opening with a general concept of Dinim Mamnes Beshleisha, and then the Mishnah qualifies and says, and what is that case? That's Gezeilus V'Chavolos. Now the Gemara asks, why? Why do you have to say that? Tarti Ketani, that you could explain that the Mishnah was actually explaining 2 different laws. Not that one was just qualifying the first one. And that is, you could read the Mishnah as follows. Dinim Mamnes, monetary law, which would be pertaining to Hidas Vavais, that's the way we would explain it, regarding admission of a loan or regarding the actual loan itself. That's Bishleisha, when it says that requires 3 judges, is Hidyaitis, 3 common men that would serve as judges. When then the Mishnah says Gezeilus V'Chavolos Beshleisha, that the laws of robbery and of inflicting damages with 3 judges, that would refer to mumchen, to 3 professional judges. And since they have different laws, because one is with hedyotis, one is with mumchens, that's why it wasn't included in 1 category of just saying dinim mamnes beshleisha, because they have different laws. Moreover, a second question is that if it is really 1 law, the way Rebbe Voe explains it, it's just qualifying, then shleisha shleisha lamali. And why does the Mishnah say the word 3 2 times? It says dinim mamnes beshleisha and gzeilus v'chavolos beshleisha. Why say the word shleisha 2 times? It should have read, according to Rebbe Voe, dinim mamnes, which are gzeilus v'chavolos, that's beshleisha, because it's all referring to the same law. So rather, elam arava, he says, you're right. Tarti Ketani, he disagrees in the interpretation, and he says that there's definitely 2 different laws that the Mishnah is discussing. That for sure both laws require 3 judges, and the reason for that is because, as we explained in the previous stuff, the laws of Halvois are learned out from the term of Elikim, which is where we know the law of 3 judges from, as we'll see on Amud Beis, because of what's known the concept of Irv Parashas Ksiv Ketan, meaning although that the halacha of Elikim is mentioned by Asher Mechinam, but really belongs in the parasha of Halvois. So therefore, the laws of loans are learned out from the pasuk of Elikim. Now, if that's the case, so we explained the previous staff, then why doesn't it require also mumchen? That is because Mishum de Reb Chanina. The reason why it's enough to have 3 hedyotis is because, like Reb Chanina had said, that that's a rabbinic concern which does not require the mumchen, but rather because of Shleitinel Delz Bafnei Lavin, you could have even have 3 regular people. And therefore, according to Rav's reading, this is exactly like the Gemara had asked in Rebbe Voe, is how we read the Mishnah. Din Imamnes, when the Masechta opens up, that the monetary laws are with 3, it refers to Halvos, Haidos, Valvais, which are with 3 hedyotis. And then when the Mishnah says Gezeilus V'Chavolos Beshleisha, it refers to Shleisha Mumchen. Now, a similar interpretation, but from a different point, which there's a disagreement in conceptually where it's coming from, Rav Acha Beredev Iko Amar, he says, no, truthfully, Midereisa Chadna Mikasha. The biblically, even one is also going to be kasher as a judge for Haidos Valvois. Shinema, because he brings the source in the Pasuk in Meyikra, it's B'tzedek Tishpat HaMesecha, that with justice you should judge your friend, which it says in the singular terminology, which as Rashi explains, which tells us that this Mandama holds that there is no ear of Parashat Ksif Khan. You don't have the Pasuk which talks about Elikim, which as we'll see in Amud Beis, teaches us the source that there has to be 3 judges, that's actually where it belongs in the parash of Shemachinim, and it does not teach us anything regarding Halvois. And that is, in truth, is because regarding the laws of a loan, you don't need 3 judges, and it's enough with 1 judge. And therefore, he agrees to Rava, as we said in the first interpretation, that the Mishnah is definitely telling us two different laws. However, the fact that there is different laws that regarding in Gezeilus v'Chavalus, you need to have three mumchen, and by Hadas v'Alvas, you don't need three mumchen, but they're coming from two different angles. Rav is saying that biblically you do need, but rabbinically they downgraded to not needing. In contrast to the Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ikka, he's actually saying that the law of three judges in general by Hadas v'Alvas is not biblical, it's actually upgraded rabbinically, because actually, midairaisa, all you need to have is one judge. Ella, however, but it's a rabbinic decree, Mishum Yeshvei Karanis, because of those who sit in the corners, meaning regarding these merchants that are not proficient in law, in Jewish law, and they're going to merit someone that really should lose, and they're going to make someone that's lose that really should win, and that's why they say it's not enough as just one person, because you're going to get someone that's ignorant of law. So therefore, they require at least three judges. So the Gemara asks, but Otto Betlasa Milihaba Yeshvei Karanis, but what you think, you're going to pick three people, you're not going to have people that dwell in the corners, how's that really going to help? It's just going to get more Yeshvei Karanis. Now the Gemara says, no, EF should the less buchad the gummer. It's not possible if you can have three people that you're not going to have at least one of the three that heard from the sages and regarding the laws, what's the appropriate laws regarding a loan, and therefore they upgraded by loans to require not just one judge, but at least three judges, that you'll get at least one person that knows the appropriate law and make sure that it'll turn out the way it's supposed to be. Now, but then the Gemara asks, Elamiyate to lo yishlamu. But if that's the case, then if there's a court of three common judges, they should not have to pay if they make an error, because they're allowed to, even biblically, as we said, because biblically you could even have one judge. Rabbinically, they require three, but it's not something that you require mumchen, because you don't learn how to like him regarding the laws of Hadas v'Avos. We learn from Mitzadik Tisha B'Misecha, so you could be even a regular common person. So for sure, when you have three, if they make an error, just like we know, as we said in the previous stuff regarding Shleisha Mumchen, that they're exempt because they're allowed to. Here, when they're allowed to, they should also be exempt if they make an error. And that says the Gemara, no, Kolshkin de Nefisha Yeshri Kranis. If they were exempt, if they made a mistake, then for sure we would have a bunch of ignoramuses that sit in corners that would judge the court cases, because it wouldn't bother them to go ahead and learn the law, because, okay, who cares, we make a mistake, we're not going to be liable. So from the same purpose that we said, it's not enough to have one judge by Hadas v'Avos, and rather you need three because of the problem of the concern Yeshri Kranis, for that reason itself, we also said that if they make a mistake, they have to pay, so that we shouldn't run into the problem of Yeshri Kranis, because if they're going to be exempt, we're most definitely going to have a lot more Yeshvei Karanis, and again, the laws are not going to be established as they should be, because people are not going to know the appropriate halachas. Now the Gemara clarifies, as it says, so Ma'ika bin Ravel or of Acha b'Rei Davika. So what's the practical difference between their both interpretations? Yeah, although one's coming that biblically you need to actually have Shleisha Mumchen, and it's downgraded to Shleisha Yaitis, and the other one's coming that actually biblically all you need is one, and it gets upgraded to Shleisha Yaitis, but either way they both agree to the same halacha, what's the difference between their opinions? That's just the Gemara. Ikki b'nayu d'amar Shmuel. The difference between them is the following halacha of Shmuel. The Shmuel says, Shnaim shedanu dinim din. He says that if two judges judge a court case, that although we say that it should really be three, but after the fact, it will be a valid verdict. Ela shenikru bezin chatzav. However, they're called an audacious court because they're violating what the Chacham or Mesakin, not to have two, but rather to have three. So that says the Gemara. Le-Rav, according to Rav's interpretation, that he said that no, biblically you need to have three, and actually really even need to have mumchen, but rabbinically we downgraded to Shlosh Yaitis, to less late the Shmuel. Obviously, he does not hold up the halacha of Shmuel, who says that it would be valid to be a law that's educated after the fact. He holds, no, it can't, it needs at least three. Whereas Lavacha b'Rei Davika isli de Shmuel, he obviously holds halacha Shmuel because he holds biblically all you need is one. Rabbinically they upgraded to three, but again, if you end up judging less than three, he would agree to Shmuel's halacha that it would be a valid din. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah that was speaking about different things in the category of requiring three judges for the court case. Where nezik, the laws of damages, v'chatzin nezik, the laws of half damages, v'chulu, etc., and those are things that require three judges. So that asked the Gemara, as we alluded to when we read the Mishnah, Nezik Hainu Chavolis. It already said Gizelus Vachavolis B'Shleisha. So what's it adding on now when it's saying, and Nezik is with Shleisha, which means damages? What are you calling Nezik and what are you calling Chavolis? Nezik is one of the five things that are liable when someone makes a Chavola, injures his friend. So it should have just said Chavolis and not required to say Nezik. Another Gemara says, "No, mishum dekabayi lemisne chatz nezik." Since we wanted to learn a different category, that of half damages, so tani nami nezik shamas. That's why we said whole damages. You're right. Nezik is one of the five things that you're chayv for chavalas. I'm really said chavalas, but we wanted to say chatz nezik. That's why we said nezik. But not as the Gemara, chatz nezik nami han chavalas. What do you mean? But half damages is also a chavala, meaning a shur tam, which is an ox that gored in its first few times. That if it is chaval, if it injures, the owner of the ox only pays half damages. So once you already mentioned chavalas, which is causing injury, so included in that is the injury that you're also only going to be liable chatzin nezik, which is by a shor tam. So why are you saying you said nezik because of chatzin nezik? Why are you saying chatzin nezik? So the Gemara says no, because tanim and mina. We said the category of when there's a monetary obligation, which chavalas is a monetary obligation, because when someone injures someone, he diminishes that person's value. Now his hand is lost. He's not as full value as it used to be. That's the category chavalis, v'ketanik kenasa. And the Mishnah also is teaching us the types of payments that are not monetary obligations, but they're penalties. Chatzin nezik is a knas because generally oxen do not gore. And truth is that the owners should not have been obligated to pay anything at all, because they really shouldn't have safeguarded as long as it's not a shur hamur that's gored already a bunch of times, and they shouldn't pay anything at all. It's just that biblically the Torah penalized the individual so that people should be more careful with their oxen. So that's why it's two different types of categories that the Mishnah is describing. Chavalis is a mumminous type of obligation, which is it's something that you took away from someone. You created the decrease in value. You got to compensate that. But shor tam, chatzin nezik, is a knas. That's not something we would have known. That's why I have to mention chatzin knas individually. But on that, as the Gemara, well, hanich lemandam apalkin niska knasa. It's actually machlekes this concept. So what you're answering makes sense according to the one who holds that chatzin nezik of a shor tam is a biblical penalty. Elamandam apalkin niska mamayna. But according to the other opinion that's mentioned in Baba Kama and of Tezayin Medalef, where they have the disagreement that holds that actually chatzin nezik is a monetary obligation, because that mandamar holds that generally oxen are not chanim, they do gore. And therefore, actually, according to the basic law, the owner of the shor tam should have to pay for nezik shalom, because he should have safeguarded. It's just actually, since it's only the first three times, the Torah is actually merciful on the person and doesn't require him to pay the whole thing, but it's a monetary obligation. Michael Amema, according to them, what are you going to say? Chatzin nezik is already included in the category of chavalas. So Ella rather says the Gemara, according to that mandama, we'd have to say one step further. I did the kabay lemisna tashlumi kefil, but tashlumi above chamisha. Since the Mishnah wanted to continue its list of threes, which includes when a ganav is found with the stolen object, which then he has to pay double, and if it's a shur in the seh which he slaughtered or sold, he has to pay four or five times the amount of the stolen object. With their demamin, with that types of monies, as we continue to mitbeis she'ein mishtam bereishu, which is not paid exactly how much what was stolen or what was caused as a loss, because there you're going to pay more than the principal, which that most definitely is a knas when you pay kevel or four or five times the amount. So tana name chatzin nezik. So then, incidentally to that, we mentioned also the obligation of half damages, because that shares the characteristic with kevel dalvehei the mamon she'ein mishtam bereishu. That's also money that's not paid as is the principal, because by keren you actually pay less than the principal. Meaning the word bereish means the principal, as we find the pasuk in Vayikra, hey b'shilim oisa bereisha, you have to pay it as the principal. That's what the word bereish means. So since we wanted to mention mamayna, which is chavalas, and kenaso, which is kefon dal v'hei, and what's unique about kefon dal v'hei is that it's nemomish in mishtam bereish. You're not paying exactly what the principal losses. You're paying actually in that case more. So we also mentioned chatzin nezik, which is also not mishtam bereish, not paying exactly the principal, even though it's a mamayna, but it's still less than that. And therefore, once we had to and wanted to mention the category of half damages, so tani nami nezik, so we also mentioned whole damages, but you're right, nezik and chatzin nezik, according to that mandamu, are necessary. It's just that once we mentioned kevel dalvehei, we mentioned chatzin nezik, and once we mentioned half of the damages, we already mentioned all of the damages, where although nezik is really already included in chavalas. Now the Gemara clarifies the first category of our Mishnah, Shleishim Inolim. Where do we know the law regarding, as we said, monetary law and other things, that the court is comprised of three judges? So says the Gemara, the Tanabon, as we learned in the Brisa, the Pasuk in Shema, he says, V'nikrav balabais el ha'elikim, that the litigant, the homeowner, comes to the elikim, which that refers to the judges. Sari kanecha, that's one term where it says elikim. Then the next pasuk says, Adu Elikim Yovei Divar Shneim, until Elikim should come the words of both of them, Harikan Shnayim. That's the second term of it that it uses Elikim. Then in that same pasuk where it says Asher Ashirin Elakim, that's where Elakim will create a liability, will find him guilty. Harikan Shleisha, that's the third term that it uses of Elakim. The Rabbi Yishai says that, well, that's his opinion where you see that. It says it three times, Elakim referring to judges. Therefore, from the fact that it says it three times, it tells us that it has to be three judges. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, now, Rishayin Tchilanema, the first time it mentions Elakim is the first time it's mentioned. Vein Darshan Tchilas, we do not expound the first usage of a word in a parsha for metrics, for the amount of that, how much you need of that, because that's necessary for the actual context of the halacha itself, which Elakim is what tells us that the judges have to be mumchin, have to be that well-learned, because the term Elakim is a term of elevated status, of leadership. So the first Elakim you can't count towards the number of three. Ella, rather, he learns that the way you get to the number three is from the second. It says Ad Elakim Yoved Varshneim, which is the Harikan Echad. He's counting that as number one. Asher Shin Elakim, and then in that same pasuk it says Elakim again, Harikan Shneim. That's a second. Now Ve'in Bezdin Shakel, you can't have an equal number of judges where they could be in pairs, because you have to be able to fulfill what the pasuk says Acheram Lahatas, to be able to go in the law according to the majority. But if it's going to be split down the middle, it's not going to be a majority. So by default, we have to add on one more to the two. So that's how you get the three, according to Rabbi Yehonasan, whereas Rabbi Yishai holds no, it says three times Elakim, and that's how we know the number three. So says the Gemara, shall we say that their machlokes is regarding, do we expound the first time something is mentioned for the number? The Marsav or Dershin Tchilis, similarly Rabbi Yishai holds that you do expound the first time, and that's how he gets to three. Or Marsav in Dershin Tchilis, he says, no, you do not expound the first one, rather you only have two, but you can't have equal, so that's how you get to the number three, because you have to add on one. Says the Gemara, no. The Kula Amma in Dershin Tchilis, we can really say that everyone, including Rabbi Yishai, holds that we do not expound the first time something's mentioned. But Amlach Rabbi Yishai, Rabbi Yishai would tell you, Im Kain, if that's the case, that in this case, as in usual, that we would not expound the first time the word Elakim is mentioned, because we don't usually darshan tchilis. But then name a krov and nikrov balabais ala shayfit. But then the pasuk should have said that the homeowner comes to the judge. Mayu Elakim, why does he use the terminology Elakim? Obviously it's coming to tell us for the count, use a different terminology, and that's why he mentioned it three times to tell us that you need to have three dayanim smuchim, three ordained judges. Not Rabbi Yehonasan, but he would tell you that no, lishna de almanokid, that's the general terminology uses to indicate a judge. Kedamri inch, like people say, man de isleik din, if someone has a court case, lekarv legaba de yana, he should go to the judge, meaning to the normal judge, and not to a common person. So therefore, elikim is the normal way of indicating someone of a leadership, of an ordination type of a position, and that's why it uses it, but not to indicate for the number of three. No, because Elakim tells us Adayin Samuch, and therefore you cannot use the first one because it's Legufei Asa, and you only have two, but again, since you have two and then you can't have an even number, that's how you get to number three. Now, the Gemara asks, if that's the case, Rabbi Yeshia, that he requires a pasuk for the third number of the judge, not like Rabbi Yehonasan that he says, no, you only have two, but you need a you have to add on the third one by default because you can't have an equal amount of judges. But Rabbi Yishai does have a third pasuk for that because he uses the first Elakim for that. So then, Lesley Bezen Naita, does he not hold of this halacha that you have to have an uneven amount of judges? Where he doesn't, it's not a problem for him that it's an equal amount so that you should be able to have hatoya? Where it seemingly comes out then, according to Rabbi Yishai, that you could have four judges or six judges and that would be kasher. Because if he would agree to that halacha that you need a bezden naita, an uneven amount, then why would you need a third term elikim to tell us a third judge? Just do like Rabbi Yehonasan did, where you have two, but you can't have two, so obviously you're going to have to add on the third one. Now, so if that's the case, Rabbi Yishai does not hold of this halacha, but Vatan never learned the brisa, it says Rabbi Eliezer ben Nesher b'Yisak Lili Yomi, he says, Matam Aleimu, what does the pasuk teach in Shemais when it says, Lintois, to lean, Acheram Lahatas, you should lean after the majority. So he says, clearly, the Torah is telling you, you have to make a cord that could be lean, that's uneven, that then you could lean towards the majority. Because if it's equal, you cannot be noita acheram, because there is no rab, it's an equal amount. So you see clearly from the pasuk that you do need an uneven amount. But if that's the case, then why does he have to expound three times lakim? Do two, and then you'll know that you have a third one, because it cannot be equal, like Rabbi Yehonasan did. So says the Gemara, Savala, that Rabbi Yishai holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Shivim, that he says that, no, you could have an equal amount of judges, like we learned in our Mishnah, that he says you could have just 70 judges for the Sanhedrin HaGadol. It's not like we learned. Our Mishnah said, the Tanakhama said, Sanhedrin Gedol, the great judges, the Sanhedrin were 71 judges. Rabbi Huda Aymishiv, he says that no, that it could, that the halacha is that there's 70 judges, which are peers. And as the Gemara will explain later on, obviously then Rabbi Yeshe expounds the pasuk of Acheram Lahatos in a different context, because he's not learning that you have to have an uneven amount. And it's not a problem, because he holds, like we see Rabbi Huda holds, that yeah, you could have an even amount. On that, as the Gemara, Eimed Shama Le Rabbi Huda, what are you saying? He holds like Rabbi Huda? Where do we find Rabbi Huda says that there could be even amount of judges? That's by Sanhedrin Gedolah Dechsi B'Kroy. That's by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. We're there, as we'll learn later on, David Zayin Ben Aleph, at the end of the parak, that Rabbi Huda brings a source in the Pasuk, where that tells us the number 70, and that's how you know that it could be even amount. B'Shar Beidinim Yishamalei. And what do you, but do you think by other courts, like say what we're discussing regarding a court of three, that then Rabbi Huda would agree that it could be an even amount? Now, on that says the Gemara, V'chitem Aloishna, and if you're actually going to entertain that idea and to say, yeah, Rabbi Huda does not differentiate between the Sanhedrin HaGadol or even regarding Dinam Amanes, he holds that you could have even the equal amount of judges, and that's how Rabbi Yeshua would hold, if not that you had a third time that it says Likim. But on that, as the Gemara Vatnan, we learned in our Mishnah that said, Smicha Zekenim, the leaning of the elders on the head of the Par Ha'eda, which is when the assembly of the Jewish people all erred in the halacha based on the Bezdin, and then the elders have to lean on the carbon that they bring. And Varifas Egla, and regarding the decapitating of the calf, which is when we find a dead person that we don't know who murdered between cities, that's Bishleish, that has to be done with three judges, that's the Rib Shimon. Rabbi Huda Aima, he says, Bechamisha, with five judges. Now, Vamina, and we said, my time to Rabbi Huda, what's the reason of Rabbi Huda? Because when the Pasuk talks about it in the context, it says, regarding the procedure of the Egla Rufa, it says, Vesamchu, that they lean, which is Shnaim, that's two, that's plural. Zikne, the elders, that's also Shnaim, that's two. So that makes for a total of four. Now, but says Rabbi Huda, and the way we explain his opinion, Ve'ein Bezdin Shakul, and you can't have an equal Bezdin. Now, how do we know it's a Bezdin? Because generally, when the term uses in the Torah is Zekanim, the elders, it's in reference to the Bezdin, to the courts. So it says Samchu, which is two, Zikne, which is two, which is reference to a Bezdin, at four, you can't have an equal amount. So you add on another one, Harekanei, that's where Rabbi Huda gets his five from. So you see clearly that Rabbi Huda, who he's the one that says you could have 70, which is equal amount, agrees by the lower courts that you cannot have an equal amount. And that's why by Egla Rufa, he says you can't have the four that it says in the Pasuk, but rather you have to have five. So how can you say Rabbi Yeshua, yeah, he holds like Rabbi Huda, which you could have even amount, and that's why you have to have the extra likim to make it the third you can't have because of Ein Bezdin Shakul. But you see Rabbi Huda himself agrees by the lower courts that you cannot have an equal amount. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, Adifim, Rabbi Huda. You're right, Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is bigger than Rabbi Huda in the sense of that Rabbi Yeshua holds even stronger than Rabbi Huda in this halacha. Because you're right, in contrast to Rabbi Huda, he holds that you don't have to have a Bezdin Noita by the great courts, by the 70 courts. But you're right, by the other courts, he holds that you do have to have an uneven number. Whereas you're right, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he holds even by the other courts, even by the courts of three, that you would not have to have an uneven amount. And that's why if you didn't have the third Elikim, you would think it has to be a court of only two and not of three. But then the Gemara asks, so Velahai Lintais, but then this Pasuk of Lintais, where it tells us that it has to be uneven amount, so according to Behuda, it would make sense because he could explain it by the other courts. So although he holds the 70 could be an even amount, but I'll explain that Pasuk of Acheram Lahatais, that it has to be Lintais, would be going in the other courts, which as we see he agrees has to be an uneven amount. But according to Rabbi Yeshua Mayavale, what is he going to do with it? He doesn't require any court to be Lintais that could be an uneven amount. Says the Gemara, Mokum Labadin Nefashis. He would explain that pasuk by capital punishment, which is where then you have to be able to lean towards exonerating the person based on one judge, as we learned in our Mishnah. And if it would be an equal amount of peers, then you wouldn't be able to lean towards exonerating him, exempting him, unless it would be less than two, because it can't be by ones, because it's not an odd number, it would be an even number. It's regarding Din Nefashis that that's where he holds it has to be a Bezdin Lintais of an uneven amount. Avudin and Mamnas Lay. But regarding monetary law, including the courts of three, that Rabbi Yisha disagrees and says it does not have to be a Bezdin Lintais, it could be even an equal amount. And again, that's why he requires the third term Elikim to tell you it has to be three, because if not, then you're right, you wouldn't know that it has to be an uneven amount. But then the Gemara asks, Elohad Ditnam, but then this that we learned in the Mishnah later on, Chav Tesamid Aleph, that says, Shnaim Armim Zakai Ve'echad Armachayim. Let's say you have a court of three people. Two judges say that he merits, he wins. Ve'echad Armachayim, one says that he's guilty. So then Allah is a graft to the majority, and Zakai, he merits. Shnaim Armim Chayim Ve'echad Armim Zakai Chayim. If two people say that he's liable, and one says that he's exempt, so then Chayim is going to be liable. Ask the Gemara, name it like Rabbi Yeshua. Shall we say that that Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua? Why? Because if it would be like Rabbi Yeshua, since he learns that, how do you know you have to have three judges? He learns it out from the Pesukim, because it says three times the word Elikim. Not like Rabbi Yenison learns it out from Noita. Rabbi Yenison doesn't have the Pasuk saying three, it only says two. But he knows it has to be three because you can't have an equal amount. Why can't have an equal amount? Because it says Acharam Lahatis. It has to be a court that has to have an uneven amount. So, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, it would seemingly be, according to the Gemara's question, that all three judges have to agree on the same concept. Because if you say it's from Lintos, Lintos tells us that no, we have to have a majority to follow. And that's why you have to have an uneven amount. So then, of course, if it means you're going after the majority, it means to say that not everyone has to agree. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, learning that from Elikim three times, so seemingly it could be that it would require all three judges saying the same idea. And therefore, that Mishnah says that they don't have to all say, you could just have a majority. Maybe that's not like Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, not filled to Rabbi Yeshua, you could say that Mishnah is even going like Rabbi Yeshua. And he agrees that when the judges disagree, they would go after the majority. And how does he know that from? If it says Elikim three times, maybe all three judges have to say the same thing. It's Maishila b'kavochaymer medin nefashas. He learns it out from a kavochaymer, from capital punishment. We are madin nefashas dechamiri, if regarding capital punishment, which is a more stringent area of halacha, which we have more actual halachas, we, let's say you can't find the person guilty less than two, it's not the same as regular monetary law. And still, Amrachman is Zilbasa Ruba, still the Torah said you go after the majority. So then Imamna is like Kalshikin, so regarding monetary law, obviously that's the Kal which learned from the Chamer, that if there you go after the majority for sure, but monetary law, you also go after the majority. Now, Tanah Rabbanan, learn the Braisa regarding this opening halacha of our Mishnah. The Braisa quotes the first opinion, the Tanakhama, just like the opinion of the Tana of our Mishnah, that Din Imamna is Bishleisha, monetary law is with three judges. But Rabbi Eimer, the Braisa quotes a dissenting opinion, he says, B'chamisha, monetary law requires five judges. Why? K'dishi gomer hadin b'shleisha, so that the verdict could be concluded with three judges. In other words, if they disagree, that you'll have three that will be the majority, and that you could go and decide the law after the majority, which are three judges that decide one way and two judges that decide the other way. Now, that the Gemara asks, Atu, what? Do you think that if it's going to be Bitlasa, that if you start off the court case with three judges, Mila Gamadina betray, then can you not conclude the verdict based on the majority of two judges versus one? Either way, you'll have a majority. Why does it help to start with five? So you end off with three as a majority versus two. If you start off with three also, you could end off with a majority of two versus one. So the Gemara says, Nahachakam, and this is what Rabbi's saying. And they should gmardin bishleisha, because this that we require three judges is that the verdict requires three judges. And therefore, when they're going to disagree, and since it's an uneven number, you'll have the verdict will be a majority of three versus two. Says the Gemara, Amaksava, obviously you see that Rabbi holds, Tlasa kiksivi, when the Torah says the law of three judges, begmardina ksivi. It was said regarding the verdict that requires three judges, not just the court case hearing has to be with three judges. The verdict has to be with three judges, and then you'll have the majority of three. Then that's going to be the halacha. That's you have to start off with five. Now, says the Gemara, Megadif bar Rebavo vehemently disagree with this. And he said, El Me'ata, but if this is the case that you tell me when the pasuk says the amount of judges, it doesn't mean the deliberations, it means the verdict has to be with that amount of judges. Well, then, Tehei Sanhedrin Gedai, Letzricha Me'evar Bo'am Ve'echa, then the great Sanhedrin should require 141 judges, Kadesh Yigam Ha'adin B'shiv Me'echa, so that when they split down the middle, and then you'll have one more than the other, because they're not an even amount, then you'll have the verdict with 71, because that's why you have to have almost the amount of double. And v'sotu v'teis anedjiketan etzricha arbam v'chamisha. So then the smaller courts should require 45 k'deish yigamadin b'shleisha v'esim, so that you'll have the verdict with 23. If you're saying that you have to start off with 5, so you end off with 3, so then here also you should also have to start off with the double amount, so when you split down the middle and you have one more than the other, then you'll have the amount of 71 and of 23. Ella rather says, Rebbe Vohu, what's the reason why you're not saying this? And this Rebbe Vohu who concludes this whole statement, which is all part of his question, is because like the Pasuk in Bamidbar says, Estvali Shivim Isham Rechman, the Torah says, gather for me 70 men, which tells us, Meshas Asifa Shivim. From the time of the gathering, when they're starting the deliberations, that's when you need 70, not to end off at 70. So to Vishavto Eida Vitzilo Eida Namu, when the Pasuk teaches us, which is from here where the Mishnah learned that this is the source of learning at 23 for the Sanhedrin Katana, where Ha'eda is 10, and so therefore both for Yay and Yay is 10 each, and as we learned that another 3. So there where we learned that Sanhedrin Ketan is 23, is also Mishas Shafita Sa'eda, it's from when the assembly starts judging, like it says Bishaf to Eda. So that's when they need 23, not by the verdict. So therefore says Rebbe Vohu, Hachanami here also, V'nikrav Balabais El Elikim, when the Pasuk says that the homeowner comes to Elikim, which is from here we learned, as we said before, that this is where we learned the concept of the monetary law requiring 3 judges, Mishas Kerev Shleisha, when it's V'nikrav, when he starts coming near, when the court case starts, that's where we need 3. But who said anything about the verdict requiring an ending of 3? How can you say that's the explanation of Rebbe, that that's why we have to start with 5? Ella rather says the Gemara, Hainu time of the Rebbe, Rebbe Vohu says the reason of Rebbe was not because you have to end all for 3. It's rather because he has a different source that he learns that you need to have 5. Because the Pasuk says, Asher Yarshiyu Nelikim, which this was the Pasuk that we brought where we had originally said you need 3, Rebbe learns the Pasuk differently. The word Yarshiyun is plural. So when it's talking about Elikim, that's not just one judge, that's going to tell us Trey, 2 judges. And Nemar Elikim Lamata, so since it says this term Elikim over here, where it says Yashir Elikim, V'nem Elikim Lamalan says Elikim also, earlier Ad Elikim Yavai, which now, and regarding the third term of Benikrava Elikim, that meaning regarding the first term, where it says V'nikrava Elikim, that Rebbe doesn't darshan, as we said, he holds like the pin that in darshan Tchilas. You don't expound the first one. So he's only going to use the final two. So you have the last one, Elikim, which we see Yashar Shin means 2, and the earlier Elikim, the middle one, which it says they're the same terminology there also, so we make the following Hekish. Malamat Shnayim, just like the later term Elikim, since it says in the plural Asher Shin, that refers to 2 judges, Afalamat Shnayim, so too early when it says Elikim, also refers to 2 judges. Same best and shakers, so that's 4, but you can't have equal amount. That's why we add another one. That's how he gets the number 5. But again, not because it has to end off at that amount. No, it starts off, but this starting off is starting off with 4, which is 5. Whereas as a contained type of Dalam and Aleph, Rabbanan, they would tell you Yarshiyun Ksiv. Although when it's read, Yarshiyun is in the plural, but it's written in the singular Yarshiyan, which tells us that we don't learn now from there that it's 2, rather it's 1, and therefore we would say that you have Elikim 2 times, if let's say you're not learning the first one because they're in Darshan Tchilas. So like Rabbi Anderson said, you would have your Elikim once, Elikim twice, and then you can't have equals and then make it into 3. In contrast, where Rebbe was saying based on how you read it, which Yashin tells us 2, so it says Elikim once, which is 2, and then it's Elikim another time, which is another 2, which 2 is 2, it's 4, and you can't make equal amount, therefore you have add on one more, which is going to be 5. That's the machlekes, if you need to have by Dina Mamanis, 5 or 3.